Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg, Rustenburg and Emalahleni 25, Pretoria 27 degrees. A special council meeting to elect a new mayor for Tshwane is set for Wednesday. The city has been without a mayor after Silja Brink was removed last week through a motion of no confidence. Political parties have less than 5 days to agree on a coalition and a mayoral candidate. Good news, South Africa has now had no load shedding for over 191 days. Eskom attributes this to its generational operational recovery plan, saving 11.5 billion rand in diesel costs year on year. Spokesperson Daphne Mukwena.
Top performing stations such as Kusile, Majuba, Camden maintained an EAF above 70%. Operational efficiency has been in line with the summer expectations. Diesel consumption remains significantly below projected figures for this summer and is considerably lower than the past 2 years.
Johannesburg Metro Police insist motorists are not obliged to pay their traffic fines at roadblocks. JMPD spokesperson Kolani Klifa says traffic officials may inform motorists of the outstanding fines, but are not allowed to intimidate or detain motorists due to non-payment.
While law enforcement officers may offer the convenience of paying traffic fines at the roadblock, if a motorist chooses not to pay at a roadblock, they will not face immediate consequences. I'd like to reiterate that there is no legal requirement for motorists to pay traffic fines at roadblocks, and officers cannot solely arrest a motorist for refusing to pay an outstanding traffic fine.
To Limpopo now, where a police officer has been arrested in connection with the murder of a taxi owner in 2020. Herbert Modibani's co-accused Victor Mashenk appeared in court this week and abandoned their bail application. Police spokesperson Malasela Ludwaba says the suspects were identified after renewed investigative efforts were made.
Both suspects abandoned bail and their case has been postponed to the 13th of November 2024 pending police investigation.
The Treatment Action Campaign has hailed the introduction of a new HIV prevention medicine as life-changing. The drug is manufactured by US pharmaceutical giant Gilead. TAC chairperson Sibongile Shabalala says unlike other prevention methods, the new drug gets injected once every 6 months.
One will just go to the facility once after 6 months to be injected with this drug, and it lasts longer on your body. So I believe that people will use it, because when you go to facility, no one will know what you are going to do, but also it's an easy way of preventing yourself from being infected with HIV.
And we end off in Taiwan, where two people went missing amid the destructive wind and torrential rains of Typhoon Kraton were found dead. The death toll for the storm, which lashed the island nation this week, has now doubled. Around 20,000 homes are also still without electricity this morning. More than 700 people have been injured. I'm Chanel Sotemanet, very with Nes de Eer, a speciale raadsvergadering om 'n nuwe burgemeester vir Tshwane te verkies, tens volgende week plaas.
Weekend Breakfast with Alex J. Saturdays 7 to 10. Jacaranda FM.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. That I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I get, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. Thinks there's always tomorrow. I need more time, but time can't.